Great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, the 13th to the 19th of March, 2023, we need to mark that out in our diaries, don't we? Because Devonport will be coming alive and host the World Triathlon Paralympic Series. This is huge news, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely huge. It's going to be the 38th year that Devonport Triathlon's taken place, so it's one of the longest running triathlons that is still happening around Australia. And back in 2020, we were lucky enough to have the World Triathlon Para Series there, but due to COVID, it couldn't continue. But we've got it back again this year, which is great. So we'll see some international athletes from all around the world.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, while this is not new news, it was released here a few weeks back, I just wanted to touch base with you because it is a really important event to be held on the Northwest Coast. Now, how many people does this actually bring to the Northwest Coast, like as far as competitors goes?
So in terms of competitors, we're probably looking at 500 competitors to the region. But then when you add on support staff, spectators and family members, we're looking at about 1,500 people to the region while the event's on, which is significant. It's going to be great for the community.
And this might be quite beneficial for businesses that normally close to possibly open their doors due to the influx of people?
Right, absolutely, and not just Devonport. Like, athletes are going to be spread to regions just outside of Devonport. Everything should be open. There's going to be plenty of people dodging about.
Now, what attributes does Devonport, and in particular the Mersey Bluff, have that attracts this event to Devonport?
It's funny you should say that. I was speaking to someone from Spain who works for World Triathlon, and he was saying that Devonport is set up perfect for our para-athletes. It's the best location that they have around the world, and it's in particular their wheelchair athletes. And everything from our hotels to the race venue at the Bluff, the cafes, everything here seems to be wheelchair accessible, which, funny enough, isn't like that around the world.
Wow.
And that's one reason why they keep coming back to Devonport, is that it's just such a great location for our para athletes.
Nice little tick there, that were a tick of approval. That's awesome.
Absolutely, it's great.
Now, what events are actually going to be part of this triathlon series when it heads to Devonport? There are a number of different events that are encapsulated within this particular program, aren't there?
Yeah. So we start off the week with the School Sport Australian Triathlon Championships. So that once a year happens around Australia. So that next year is going to be hosted in Devonport. So we'll see around 300 high school age students, the best in around Australia, come and compete in the championships. And then on the sad day, we move into the World Para Triathlon Series, as well as the Oceania Elite Sprint Championships. And then on the Sunday, it's the Oceania Elite Relay Championships. So there's quite a lot happening, and it's the first time ever in Australia that all pathway programs of triathlon are going to be represented, from our juniors to our junior paras, all the way to our elites and our able-bodied elites.
Yeah, wow. And for spectators, is this a ticketed event or just something you go and, you know, grab a picnic rug and go and pull up a spot by the beach or what?
Oh, this is what triathlon's so great, is that spectators can come and stand side by side with some of Australia's or the world's best athletes. So encourage everyone to come down. On the Friday as well, we've got a community aquathon, which will double as a local legends race. So you might have your footy club president or the mayor or a few other people competing in an aquathon on the Friday night or the Friday evening. Encourage everyone to come down when they can at some stage, and it'll be a great opportunity for the region.
Right, 13th to the 19th of March 2023. I know it sounds like it's a while away, but it really isn't, is it?
Oh, it's creeping up, absolutely. It'll roll around very quickly.
Yeah, once Christmas is out of the way, all these 2023 events will soon roll on in. Hey, Will, thank you for joining me on the Home Run today. Just really wanted to touch base and make people aware that this is going ahead. Now, is this what would potentially stop this event? This is clearly an all-weather event, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's an all-weather event. Whether an international event, we can't really just pick it up and move it to another day. So if it was a freak weather event, then we would try our best to still put it on, whether that was a delay in the time.
Yep.
It'll still go ahead. We hope that COVID doesn't put it off again this year.
But
we're very hopeful, and we have all our procedures in place if something like that was to happen again.
Touch wood. Cheers for your time, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.